Commercial fishing is a highly regulated business. The number of cod or lobsters that fishing fleets can take is usually decided by councils of professionals. They make their decisions based mainly on the overall population of the fish. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, a group of scientists now says there's a better way.
Traditionally, fisheries experts calculate how many fish there might be in a given population, say pollock in Alaskan waters. Then they give fishing fleets a quota. They're aiming for a maximum number that can be caught without endangering the stock's ability to replenish itself. Ellen Pickage, who directs the Pew Institute of Ocean Science at the University of Miami, says this approach leads to overfishing and it's outdated.
You can't just pluck out one species of fish from the sea and assume that it's independent of everything else.
Everything else is plain English for something scientists call an ecosystem. That is, all the other animals and even plants that live with the pollock.
We recognize that in order to have fisheries, we have to have healthy ecosystems to support them. So it's really reversing the way we think about things and the order in which they're done.
Conservationists who work on land know this. They tend to say things like, "It's the habitat, stupid," meaning that you can't save an endangered orchid or lizard without conserving the place where it lives. Pickage wants to apply this rule of thumb to the way fish stocks are managed. Along with several other scientists, she's published some of the important principles in this week's issue of the journal Science. Someone who's actually written an ecosystem management plan is Edward Hood, a biologist with the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. Standing on a dock along the Chesapeake Bay, Hood points out a fist-sized jellyfish floating by as a prop for a little lesson in ecology.
It's a sea nettle, and in the last few years, its abundance has been relatively low. And there's another jellyfish, the comb jelly, which has been very, very abundant. This guy, the sea nettle we're looking at, is a predator on the comb jelly. So the comb jellies are at high abundance, and the sea nettles are at low abundance.
And Hood thinks there's a connection there. Usually, when predators disappear, their prey multiply. Hood says the closer you look at all the ways animals and plants interact in a bay or ocean, the more complicated the picture. He says fisheries managers don't usually look very closely.
You'd think that fishery managers would have been doing this all along. But surprisingly, if we're managing something like rockfish or striped bass, we look at the abundance of striped bass, the amount of fishing mortality, without considering habitat or the things it eats or the things that eat it.
Hood says science is now up to the job. Computer models that chart the behavior of different kinds of fish or the effects of water pollution or salinity are better. Scientists have better tools as well, things like electronic tags attached to fish that track their migrations. The fisheries councils that set quotas would have to change their practices under the kind of regime outlined in Pickage's proposal. Daniel Furlong is staff director for the Mid-Atlantic Council. He says it's not clear to him, or some in the fishing industry, how ecosystem-based management really works.
If you ask a room full of 10 scientists what that means, you'll get 10 different answers. So you have to understand this is a theory or an approach that does not have fixed signposts along the way that says this is the way to do it.
Furlong doesn't dispute the value of finding out how fishing affects other animals in the sea, but he says the current system is not broken.
I would say out of 13 species that this council is responsible for, 12 of those species, overfishing is not occurring.
The U.S. government also reports that many species in U.S. waters are on the rebound. Furlong says some commercial fishers are suspicious that ecosystem management will mean locking up the fish. Pickage and her co-authors acknowledge that getting a big picture on the web of life in the sea is hard. But she says a lack of scientific certainty should not be an excuse for inaction. Several members of Congress agree. Senator Fritz Hollings of South Carolina has introduced legislation encouraging ecosystem-based management. Similar bills are expected soon. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.